Joining us now to talk about a world-changing law and a huge evolution of one profession into being really a global communications medium is Melanie Humphrey-Sontag, president of the National Court Reporters Association, on the line from Chicago. Melanie, good morning.
Good morning.
So, Melanie, how do you feel about President Obama signing into law later today the 21st Century Communications and Video Accessibility Act? For the millions of Americans who are deaf and hard of hearing, the new law requires that all videos that are first broadcast on television and then distributed on the internet come with closed captions. How do you feel about this new law? How landmark is it in your view?
I think it's fabulous. It provides equal access for the 30 million Americans who are deaf or hard of hearing, which includes an aging population growing every day. To have the opportunity to be part of providing access to people that need it, especially in emergency situations, it's an honor to be part of the profession that can make that happen.
And you began as merely, and I say this with all due respect, merely a court reporter, very speedily able to, with your brilliant mind and your fabulous little machines, to translate rapid fire, sometimes very sophisticated speech, into text. That began in the courtroom, but tell us everywhere it's moved out to.
It's amazing the different areas that instant availability to voice in a searchable, archivable media has become available. As you said, traditionally, we think of court reporters in the courtroom or in the deposition suite. With the advent of real-time technology in the 80s, we're able to provide additional services for litigants and parties in lawsuits with real-time access to the transcript as it's being said in the courtroom. What led from that was the ability to provide captions on TV, which this bill addresses.
So if you're at home and you accidentally hit your clicker and bring up the closed captioning, there's a court reporter doing that closed captioning, right?
Yes, that's a very little-known fact, that a court reporter is the one providing captions. Many people think that it is provided via computer, and it is via computer, but the human element is a huge component of the accuracy of the captions.
And you stumble through a bar on the way to your gate at the airport, and it's way too noisy to listen to the game. The closed captioning that you see there is, again, because of one of your folks.
Absolutely. It's opened up amazing opportunities for practitioners of the machine shorthand craft, as well as provided accessibility to the consumers.
And even beyond that, when you search on Google for, say, Diane Sawyer, Yasser Arafat, and a conversation and an interview comes up, that could very possibly be the result of a court reporter as well. Explain.
Absolutely. Offline captioning is very popular as well. In fact, most programming on TV is not live captioned, but is captioned offline after the fact. As, so canned interviews, as they say, or programs are done not live. But this bill today addresses the importance of having quality captions in live environments, such as the news, sporting events, especially emergency broadcasts.
Does the mainstream ubiquity of closed captioning threaten at all the accessibility of media for the deaf and the hard of hearing, in the sense that they may have started it, but if it moves off into all these other realms, do the deaf get forgotten and left behind?
I don't believe that they do. I think that this provides more opportunities for accessibility to the deaf and hard of hearing community. Currently, about 10% of the American population need captions because of a disability, but when more people are focused on captions, which is partly what will happen with this bill today, more and more focus will be generated on the need to have quality standards in place for captioning, and that will definitely help the hearing impaired and deaf people who need the service absolutely, and it will increase the usability of captions for everyone else.
So Melanie Humphrey-Sontag, president of the National Court Reporters Association, one of the beneficiaries of a new law that goes into effect today. Everyone out there wants me to ask you this question, Melanie. Are you worried about being replaced by a computer before we go?
I'm absolutely not worried about being replaced by a computer. The human element is huge.
Huge. Melanie Humphrey-Sontag, the human element in the 21st Century Commutations and Video Accessibility Act, signed today by President Obama.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.